We're standing in the courtyard between the Malt House and the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art, or ACCA, as most people know it. We've just walked through across Grant Street and past ACCA's forecourt and the vault, which is sitting in front of that wide expanse of gravel beside ACCA. The Malt House Theatre was the first, I suppose, building to activate this space and the courtyard that we're standing in. It's a beautiful old red brick building. And it was donated by Carlton and United Breweries in the mid-1980s to the Malt House Theatre. The Malt House was founded in 1976, and really this has been its home since 1990. So the refurbished Malt House opened in 1990. And what was once, I suppose, an underutilised island of space, which was removed from the city by arterial roads, is now a key anchor point for the arts precinct. The building that houses ACCA is a wonderful building built of folded planes of Corten steel. It was designed by Wood Marsh Architects, and for me it evokes the landscape of Central Australia. Not so much Melbourne or Victoria, but I think it was also inspired by the site-specific land art of sculptures of the American artist Richard Serra. The building came about through a really clever collaboration between ACCA, Chunky Move and the Malt House Theatre, which was formerly the Playbox Theatre. And it houses ACCA's gallery and administration, Chunky Move and its rehearsal studios, and set construction facilities for the Malt House Theatre. This collaboration has really produced a building that's more than the sum of its parts. An architect, Roger Wood, said that the building should be seen as a performance that should be read as an ensemble. I love the fact that when it opened, The Age described it in a review as daring, whimsical, and rusty. What's really nice to note about the forecourt for ACCA is that it will be the home of a new garden on this site. I think that taken in relationship to the Dodd Street garden that we've seen will create a really fantastic public realm and really tie ACCA and the Malt House Theatre into the arts precinct more strongly. It's really interesting to note the changes to the public realm in these spaces. The increased pedestrian permeability is really critical for the coherence of a precinct. It will be wonderful to see the change when ACCA's new garden links this area more strongly to Dodd Street, and how this might change the way we access and understand ACCA and the Malt House.